My respected Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very merciful and very kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His qualities is, which we read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah is Rahman and Allah is Rahim. And that Allah who is very forgiving, very merciful. Let's do two things tonight. Two things. One is, let's forgive everyone. Anyone we had anything with, any person, any relative, any person, just give him for the sake of Allah. Even that we think we are right. Ladies, can they please stay quiet? Even that we think that we are right. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسْطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَى وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ. I take guarantee for a place in the middle of paradise for that person that he gives up argument, even that he knows he's right. He has got all the evidence, he's got everything, and he knows that the other person has done wrong with him. Still, for the sake of Allah, he forgives him. Allah loves that person very, very much. The person who forgives people, Allah loves him very much. So one is, why? Because if we don't forgive, all our good deeds are put onto one side. We don't want our good deeds to be put on one side because of something, our ego. Just let's, if you have problem with your wife, go home, hug her and tell her sorry. If you have problem with your children, embrace them, kiss them on the forehead, ask them sorry. By you, as the head of the household, asking forgiveness, you won't become small. But Allah will make special place in their heart for you. The next thing is, من أصلح ما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه. Let's correct our relationship between us and Allah. Let's make our connection with Allah. Let's make tawbah. Let's ask forgiveness from Allah. Let's live a life that our goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's keep the pleasure of Allah a priority, which we had in Ramadan, which we practice in the whole month of Ramadan. That masjid was our priority, Quran was our priority, Qiyam and Siyam was our priority, Allah was our priority. Let's just maintain that. We did that 30 days. Now we just need to maintain it. It's already in our schedule. It's already in our system. We used to wake up in tahajjud, Qiyamul Layl. We used to pray to Allah. We used to be punctual about reading Quran. We were punctual of making dua. All of these things, we have already adopted a habit. Let's just maintain that habit. Let's just take it along. And for that, one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast Monday and Thursday. You know, in this country, we have annual checkup. Then they say monthly maintenance, weekly maintenance. This is to maintain the level of taqwa, to keep that level of taqwa which we have acquired in the month of Ramadan. To maintain it and to keep it. Fast on every Monday and Thursday. Fast on Ayyam Ibid. The 3 days in the middle of the month, Islamic month. And in Shawwal, which it has been mentioned that man adwa sittam min al-shawwal, a person who fasts 6 more days in Shawwal, Allah will give him the reward of the whole year. Let's maintain this. And also Qiyam on the night of Eid. Either it may be on Thursday night or Friday night, whichever night it may be. To make Qiyam on that night is also very, very virtuous. The Salihin, the Sulaha, the pious people, who generally make i'tikaf in Ashr-e Akhir, the last 10 days. One of them, he has written that I would always stay one more night and make Qiyam and Ibadat in that night to get the ajr of the hadith which has been mentioned, that who stays awake on the 2 nights of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will keep his heart alive to get that ajr and reward. He says that I make Qiyam on those nights also. So that's why let's maintain that also. And let's become good human beings. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Become those people that we want to always help people, we want to do good with people, we want to be nice with people. Let's become that. Let's love the cure of all the problems of humanity of today is in one thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, is to show love and care. Just go out of your way for someone, show him love and care, and in return, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ أَجْرِهِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That you go out of your way for that person and you say that, look, I have done it for the sake of Allah. I don't want anything in return. Allah will compensate me and reward me. Make this mind frame. That whenever I get an opportunity, even if you go to a grocery store, some old lady needs help, you help her. Someone who cannot, we help them put their groceries. Simple things in life, which daily things, which affects another person's heart, and brings ajar in the, which will bring ajar for us. That's why let's take this opportunity and make ourselves better human beings and ask Allah. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. Allah, make us amongst those people that you give us hidayat, and through us you give hidayat to other people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the good deeds what we have done in this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ta'at, all our ibadat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, our families, our children, and forgive the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his special blessings on the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on the whole humanity. You know, the humanity all over the world. You can take Syria, you can take Iraq, you can take Yemen, you can take Afghanistan, you can take Kashmir, you can take Bosnia. Wherever you will go, where Muslims in common and humanity at large is suffering. Muslims in common and humanity at large is suffering. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift his wrath and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower his mercy and bring down peace and harmony into the humanity. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through this sacred and noble month and through the ta'at and ibadat, bring good days for the humanity and for the Muslims ummah in common. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us.